Gravity, 15th of May 2009. This is a catch up, mainly due to the fact that Dimitri was over and I was probably multi-threading about four or five different projects, so that's the reason why I'm catching up today. So the first link I want to go to, and I'll put all these links in the show notes at the end in the comments on the post. First one I want to go to is one that we've been using in one of our projects. It's a PHP proxy called Tweetr, which is quite funny seeing this is going on Respondr. It's an AS3 Twitter API. AS3 basically is Action Scripting 3 for Flash. And it's a proxy that you can talk to from Flash to be able to post things to Twitter. As one of our prerequisites that we needed for Twitter, we needed the ability to be able to send messages. Or send media from our Flash plugin. So it's a great little bit of code. Really, really easy to set up. You must remember to lock it down so that people can't use your domain, your host as a proxy. Check it out, PHP proxy usage. If you're into Flash and you're into Twitter, it might be worth looking at. The next link I want to tell you about is eclecticmethod.net. I came across eclectic method. .net last week, I think it was, when I fell upon this video on Vimeo, and it was like this mega mashup of Pulp Fiction, and it's got all the various bits of Pulp Fiction in there, and it's got like a almost like a Ninja Tune type of remix in the background, and as it's being remixed, there's different scenes coming up, and the guy's just done an absolutely blinding job. It must have took him ages. I don't know if he's got a method that he uses, obviously, eclectic method, but I mean a pipeline in the way that he organizes himself to do certain frames, or he has some sort of macro in some way. But his work is brilliant, and he's done lots of different things. I think he does it live as well. So eclecticmethod.net, check that out. Next link I found from Dig, and this was a little bit different from the norm, but being a creative and liking graphics and the way that people apply, you know, their vision of what it should look like. I really like this. These are storm drains. Okay, don't panic. It's not as boring as it sounds. But these are storm drains from Brazil. And basically, a load of artists have got together and they've drawn different styles of drain art. And if you go to dig.com/D1R, capital G, capital Y, capital U, and scroll down, there's loads. There's like a bunny rabbit eating a carrot, there's a mouse with some cheese, there's a green thing with a toothbrush. But they're really, really cool. I would love to see these in the UK. I would love to see some sort of art project where the kids get involved and do them. Have a look down, and there's like a cow with fangs, there's a DJ with a record deck, there's one that looks like a camera and a flash, there's a tape with some tape coming out of it. They're brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Next link is the Mac, the ultimate Mac setup for web designers, 60 apps. You see these all the time if you use any sort of social sites where there's lots and lots of links on it and they link you to blogs. But this one's pretty good. It's by AppStorm, the Mac Apps blog, and they've got over 6,000 subscribers, and I'm not surprised because they always do a really, really good job. They've got this list of over 60 apps for client project management, creating an asset library, designing all in one, designing images, designing CSS and HTML, audio and video testing. So if you're just getting a Mac, which would be a very wise thing to do, then check them out because there's some of the best apps that you'd probably want on your machine. Next link is a bunch of pictures that I just bring home to you, like how the other side of the planet lives. And it's a constant wake-up call that I find stuff like this. It keeps me sort of motivated to make sure that I do something about maintaining not only my quality of life, but try and maintaining other people around me, their quality of life, by being respectful of our environment. This is on GigaPicker, which is Giga, P-I-C-A. It's a massive big URL, so I'm not going to say it here. I'm going to put it in the notes. So if you have a look in the comments of this post, you'll see it. But it's a bunch of pictures from India, Africa, and it's kids playing in just this junk, and then people in China, and this river is like red. It can't be healthy. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. Cool. I'll see you tomorrow.